You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? This is The Startup with Monique Leray. I'm Monique Leray, and welcome back to our show for another episode. This is a great windy and rainy Sunday here in Laguna Beach. Thanks again for joining us. Today, we have the pleasure of having an entrepreneur who is global, and she's educated, and she's talented, and she's beautiful, and she's smart, and Nita Amani. Yay, Nita!
Thank you so much, Monique. You're amazing. And thank you so much for having me here.
You're very welcome. Thank you for taking part of your Sunday to share it with us. I want to go full screen. Why don't you go ahead and take the floor, introduce yourself, and give us a little bit of background about your brand.
Well, so I am Neda Imani, and I am interior designer. And I having my baby company's American Dream Home. So I'm serving United States about 10 years now. I have been doing interior design all over the world. And so I'm glad to be here.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So why don't we just start from the beginning, Nita? I mean, you know, people might look at you and go, wow, she's a beautiful girl. She lives in Orange County. She's got it going on. You know, I really want you to share with the listeners and viewers your origin story. Like, how did you come to bring yourself here to America 10 years ago? What was the drive? What really called you here? And how did you start American Dream Home?
So I, when I was 15 years old, I used to do interior design with my mom. My mom, she used to do this as her habit with my dad. They buying property, flipping houses, and rent it out or sell it out. So I had that in my gen. So I start studying. I studied to become engineer. I get my master degree, and then I traveled to Europe, and I did a lot of projects, just like my mom in the side, because they were like just telling me, you have to study, you have to become a doctor, you have to be engineer. So okay. And then I had I was in Vienna. I did a big project work with my family. They built a new house, like two-story house, so I helped them there. When I was in Dubai, I was doing some project in Dubai. In Paris, I tried to attend a lot of events and learn more about interior design. But when I was in Africa, I just said that I want to start doing something. Mm-hmm. I start to learn about Persian rugs. So and then I start to go to Persian rugs stores, and then I learn about that. And then I open up my own store. I work for the company. And then, yeah, I work for the company for 3 years, and I brought a lot of value for them, and then start traveling, attending to a lot of trade shows. And then I open up my own store. And then my journey started from there. And but when I came to United States, I decided to study. I study and I go to school and study more about interior design. And then I work here for the company. And I have been working 10 years for the companies, different companies in United States. And then the last one, I become one of the top 100 designer nationwide, Mexico, Canada, United States.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But just work hard. And that was my passion. So that was something that made me alive to be here. And I see United States as a country that you can just go follow your dream. There is a tons of opportunity out there, and you can just work hard, consistently get to whatever you want to do.
Very well put. And you know how people sometimes say that people are name dropping. You were just country dropping, girlfriend. I know. I think you covered most of the continents, but a lot of Europe and Africa for sure. But that's really, I think that really adds for your creative aesthetic when you're choosing fabrics and, you know, you're trying to put something together for your clients. Why don't you go full screen, Sam? And I want you to tell us a little bit more about your process.
On the design, you mean processing?
Yes. The design.
Design. Okay. So, when I start designing, it depends on the what project I'm going to go work on that. For sure, I love to work with clients. It's my, it's dreaming me, to get to the point what really I have to do. But most of the time is that know about my client and understand my client needs and kind of evaluate what I can bring for she or he. So what is that make them feel comfortable, stand out? And if I design the room, living room for my client, I have to check out to see who is he or she and what she's doing, what is her personality, what is timing that she's going to stay in this room and what's make her happy. And then also I have a inspiration color for myself, and also with my client, I have to know which color she like or he like it. So these are the processes going through. But most of the time, is the most important things is that the connection, how you connect with your client and read and go through all her mind and find out about her or he, you know.
Everything that you're sharing here. So let's talk about your adventures here in America, what you see for yourself in the future. I mean, we're still in the first quarter of 2024. What are your goals for American Dream Home, and how did you come up with that name?
American Dream Home, for me, it's a real American dream home, I can say, because to come to United States for most of the people is a dream, for people that they want to build their future. So I see United States for me as a country to come and be able to help people and grow and to graduate my life with the people and serving people. This is very important for me. Mm-hmm. And when I thought to open up my own company, I think that, oh, so I love United States and I sacrifice a lot to be here for my dreams. Mm. So that all gathered together, all dream, America, and also home. So I thought that this is the best name that could come together to put together. It's a home that I'm working for people here and helping people in United States. And I want to build their dream home because for any individual person, their home is going to be dream home for them. The dream has to come true. And that's the beauty of that. So mm-hmm. that makes me, I can say it's different because I like to work with the clients and I want to deliver their needs for them. To
wonderful. And you know what? We have to point out, Nita, that you are a licensed global. Excuse me, I got to get it right. You're a globally licensed. You're a global licensed interior decorator, right? Interior artist. How do I say it?
You can say whatever you want. I try to achieve a lot of different license and different study, you know, for me, because my mom, she was a teacher. She's a teacher. She retired now, but she was always want us to get degree. We were like achiever. It's like nonstop. So At the end of the day, I thought like all of these degrees, all of this studying, all of these countries, and not just traveling, living in the countries and feel the people, especially go to school, university on that countries. Because, you know, the best part of the country is the university, because the young people are there, ideas are there, knowledges are there. So you can feel and understand exactly the root of the country in the university. So that's why I love to go any country to get the courses, study and get learn and understand them. So I put now gather together all of this information, and that has really helped me to understand better, feel the people, read my clients, and then I can be able to help them.
Yes, yes. And I love that you're able to put all that global experience with the education of aesthetics and framing. And I'm just, because I know nothing about interior design except for what I do on my own. But right now, let's plug your socials right now. We're still going to talk. But why don't you tell people where, if they're looking to maybe spruce up a primary bedroom or bathroom or a workspace, where can people find you and where are you willing to travel to here in California?
So I am based in California, in Orange County and Newport Beach. So I am serving all over the from Los Angeles to Orange County. I am open all over this area. Also, I can be traveling. I can travel. I do some project in Europe. I do some project in Dubai. I have some project everywhere in Africa. You know, it's like I love Africa. It has a lot of culture. It has a lot of things that is just changed my life, and I've done different, different things.
So where can we find you? What are your social media handles?
Can be able to visit me at www.americandreamhome.us. And also you can find me and my phone number 949-346-6836. Also social media, I have my Instagram at American Dream Home USA. And also you can find me in my social media, like my own Instagram, Neda Imani.
I'm looking at your, I'm trying to sneak a peek of what you were up to, but you, why don't you share with the viewers and listeners, like, it looks like you you were at a little event last night.
All right. It was amazing event. Yeah, yesterday I was a guest for Lynn and Curtin's and Taylor Armstrong's.
They are Housewives of Orange County, by the way.
Housewives of Orange County, and they're absolutely amazing, beautiful people. And I met a lot of people, beautiful people over there, and they're all love to serve United States. They're all love help people, you know. And so this is beautiful. So I had a chance to little bit work with Lynn, because she is having a jewelry line and she's designing a jewelry. So we talked together at the beginning. I'm supposed to design her bedroom, main bedroom, actually. Yeah. So after when I check her house, all entire, so go through a consultation and see what is really her needs. And we find out that it could be good idea to build a one room for her that she can be able to display all of her jewelry and beautiful pieces that she designed, and can be able to show it more off to her clients that they wanted to purchase. And also they wear them, they have this specific small boutique in the house. So
we don't want to give it all away now. I don't want to cut you off, but we'll keep the surprise, like the before and after. But
sure, yes, definitely.
We don't want to give away all your ideas here, right? We want people to call you, but I know you're excited about it because I can tell.
I'm super excited about that. And I really had a very beautiful experience work with Lynn. She's amazing. She is also have a lot of talented, a lot of ideas, and I always love to work with knowledgeable people because it's going to be more challenging because they know what they want. And I know that I am there to guide them towards what they need because, you know, everybody, they have their little bit design idea in their blood. They know how to design, but me as expertise, I would help them and guide them to go through their needs. That is what I can do.
I love it. And so with the expertise, because, you know, she's got that sexy accent, you guys. You're global. So it's going to be a little bit of Spanish. It's going to be a little bit of Francais. It's going to be a little, I don't know what other.
I learned languages. I could speak when I was in my 20s. I could speak French. I could speak Arabic, Farsi, English, Italian. I learned
Italian.
When you don't use it, my girl, you're gonna lose it.
That is so true. And I love the little, you know, I can hear you fluctuating through different. So guys, if you're hearing this accent, you know, us Americans were like, rah, but it's like, this is a global person right here with many languages. So I respect it. I love the way you change the words a little because it gives a little seasoning on your salad. You know, we went for salad.
For me, it's a complex of a lot of different language and then they come out like that. So I don't know. I try to get it right, but it takes time.
Well, you know what? I'm saying that to kind of lean into something. We had a discussion offline, full disclosure. We're finding in the discussion here with Neda that it's been your experience in the past that because you have a different style, a different accent, some of the words you accentuate different, your linguistics are going to come out a little different because of all those beautiful cultures that you have that will be great and beneficial for design. You know, maybe it hits the American ear a little different. People are finding that to equate that you do not know what you're doing, that you don't deserve a full wage. Do you, without sharing details and names of places for me, please, let's keep it, you know, neutral. Could you share, let's go full screen. I want you to share your experience with that, Neda.
Sure. Of course, you know, when you are a foreigner and you are, especially when you're new in this country, you know, it's a lot of new vision of different things has come to your mind. And also when you are going to present yourself to people, of course, because of your accent, you're going to a little bit make them at the beginning scared or not trust you. But after when you do the job and go through the process, they will understand how educated you are and they will understand you know what you're doing because I understand so having accent or it doesn't mean that you are not know how to speak English, you know. But as I said sometimes to some of my friends that, you know what, I am not going to teach any law book in the university, but I try my best to talk easy. I try to talk relax, and I don't make it so complicated. But at the end of the day, the most important part is that you be able to deliver the best idea and the best job for your client. That's the most important.
That's wonderful. I'm looking around because, to your point, it's truly about the deliverables and the quality of your work. And it's very rare, by the way, you know, I know you're in a different spot in Orange County. You don't have to give up your location, but everybody knows I'm in Laguna. And I got to tell you, I feel like I'm in the Wizard of Oz. The shutters are banging. I can't close
here
it.
Also is windy. Here is also windy.
Windy, right? It's yeah. Seven islands, but it's also about to rain. So we've got some extreme weather going on here, guys. You hear that?
At least we are close. Anyone, anytime I want, I can come and have a coffee with you.
I know that's true. We've got our secret little Shabu spot, which I'm happy
about. I know, right? I love yeah, that
place. I love that place. Very peaceful and tranquil. So what is your dream client? American dream home? What's your American dream client look like in 2024 for you for the first couple quarters or the whole year?
My dream is that I become to serve and help the most of the celebrities in United States. Because I know these people, they are different people, depend on their lifestyle and depend on their how they're living and what they're thinking. So they're more going to be challenging for me, and I love challenge. So that's one of my dreams. Do I need to go more?
Hi, guys. There's a storm situation. And you know what? I'm loving that. So, Nayla, I want to talk about pricing, right? So if somebody is looking to redo a room, redo a space, create something new, what is your price range? I know that every client's different and the work tools are going to be different and the materials are going to be different. But can the average person afford a globally educated licensed interior designer?
Right, sure, definitely. So my one of the most important part of my job is that to be able to manage my client budget. So yeah. Depend on the knowledge that I have to help them to come up with their designing their house with the budget that they want to invest, right? Mm-hmm. So of course, I'm going to charge hourly for a designing idea that I'm giving to them, and I'm going to help them. But of course, they can have me as many hours they want. I charge hourly. But we have a minimum starting for 10 hours for designing a bedroom. And so I can help them. Also, I can tell them that whatever they want to purchase, depend on the budget that they're going to give it to me, I'm going to give them different choice. So we have a simple design, we have a medium design, and we have a design that is more luxury and go more high end. So mm-hmm. this is the kind of the work that I do with them. And also I design for them, I install for them, I put everything together, I deliver for them, and I do project managing for their job. So make sure everything is going to be perfect. And I can say it's not just I'm doing interior, I do exterior design as well. So I work with my general contractor.
That's awesome. You do exterior also. Wow, I didn't know that about you.
So I do flipping house. So I am on the road. So soon is coming my general contractor license as well. But I have a general contractor working for my company. So we are do remodeling all entire house from floor, from a kitchen. I designing a kitchen. I designing luxury walk-in closets, which a lot of ladies these days, they are really love it to organize and have a beautiful walk-in closet. Yes. And I do a lot of work in the house except of interior. So my last project was in San Clemente by the ocean view. So I completely changed the house and vision of the house and make this couple super happy with whatever I done for them, because they had their bed, the head of the bed was behind the ocean. So, and that was something they couldn't do anything else because of the construction, the building. So I changed entire of the house. I built the wall for them to be able to have their own bed in front of the ocean and have the beautiful view of the window that they have. So these are some small tricks that nobody could see that. But unless you are expertise, you know, so you can help them to come. So I had my last project. I remodeled a two-story house, a six-bedroom and six bathrooms, and a laundry room and kitchen. And so I did this project with all of my beautiful team. I have a team that they're all Italian. I work with Italian team. And so we finished this project in 4 months.
Oh, wow.
4 months. So I delivered the project. I promised her I'm going to deliver the project at January 1st. She's going to be in her bedroom from exterior to interior, all full remodel. So she had her own new furniture. She had her own new home, new bathrooms. And so I delivered.
Wow. That's something to be proud of. Right? Yeah. New year, the thing, you got her feng shui correctly. Because you got to be facing the bed out towards the ocean. You can't have your back to the ocean. It sounded like you corrected some energy blocks, maybe.
A lot of energy. So I create for her beautiful walk-in closet. I created for her the beautiful, huge bedroom, bathroom that with the beautiful shower. So she really loved it with a custom-made furniture that I did for her. I did all her closets was built with leather and finished leather. I ordered, it was from Italy, manufactured here, was amazingly beautiful done. And her sofa and her bed was a leather, and I work with Natuzzi Italia. I really like them. So mostly work with Italian girl.
Italiano, that's good. That's good. I love it. Okay. So why don't you, is there anything about your brand, you know, you have a few more minutes here. Is there anything about your brand as I secure my house so it doesn't blow away? We'll go full screen. Why don't you take about 5 minutes here, go full screen and just share more about your passion, why people should choose you, why you're right for this job. And if someone's buying a new place or renting a new space, why they should look you up.
So because I am, first of all, I'm educated about whatever I'm doing. So I have been globally traveled all over the world to learn about interior design, to learn about people. So I gather everything together. And also, I know a lot of work that I done before, a lot of experience file when I was 15. It's been like 15 years now. It's like, I don't know. But also, I consulting with my clients. I talk to them. I get their idea. I bring their life into comfort. I built their comfort zone. I built them area that they can feel comfortable and grow themselves. And that is what I'm doing. I have a confidence on what I do. I know tons of people. I have been working with American Society of Interior Designers for 5 years. I was at the board. I was work with National Kitchen Cabinets and Bathroom. I am well connected with people, so I know what I'm doing. So, That's the point.
I love that. You seem confident in that. And I think, you know, your passion and your travels, that makes you confident in a certain way to have an aesthetic eye, perhaps. And then, and by the way, I do know nothing about interior design except for what I put together, but I can see, if I'm looking at it from the macro view, that's a value add. All your travels from different regions, you know what colors and textiles to measure and what to mix that could be kind of spectacularly different, right? But your confidence comes from the education part, or does it come from both?
Comes from both. And, you know, one of the hotels that were like talking to the owner, and they were building that hotel to each room has a different culture.
So very cool. Very cool.
It was one room built with the culture of China. One room was built with culture of Africa. One room was built culture with Persia. One room built culture with Saudi Arabia. One built with French. You know, it's like every room, they had like it was a small hotel, had like 40 rooms. So each room has their own specific design for each country.
That's wild. And I love that.
That is something that actually I talked, it was in Qatar. It was in Qatar, and another one, it was in Lebanon. So it was one of my friends that they are having the multi-hotels, one in Lebanon and Dubai, Qatar in Africa. So, and also Florence in Italy. So I was helping them to put the stuff together, and we talk about ideas, and I help them to come together. So this is one of the wild, I can say, idea that I am. I'm sure there is a lot here everywhere, but I don't see more often, you know, yeah. Which is beautiful. I don't like industrial work that they just come, they do some normal design just to clean it up and have it room ready for the hotel or for the, even for the clients, you know. I want to have any specific design, any room has their own touch because it's your home. And I love it to ask my client, what is that you proud of that? What is that you love it? What is that when you look at it, it's make you feel good? So I'm going to put it that spot, put it in the one spot for that specific things. Because when you walk in the room, you just look at it. It's just change your mood. It's just bring something into your heart. It's, that is just make you 100% different than other designers, you know, because has to be specific things in the house.
Very, very good. So now that you are, look at you. I mean, I hope you remember us, you know, coming back, you know. Once you do all these celebrity houses, when I get my, you know, I have my spot here now, but when I really get ready to get into the design phase,
definitely.
Do not forget us little people here, okay?
No, of course.
I'm shaking with the celebrities now, Neda.
But you know what? The people, they thinking that if they want to do the interior design, they have to do spending tons of money. They have to do a lot of things. No, you can be able to do everything you want, but you have to have a budget. Without having budget, without knowing what you want to do, I cannot be able to help you. Or you gotta make me feel a little bit confused. Okay, you wasting your time and my time. Because if I know your budget, then I can be able to help you more, depend on your budget. I will help you to do this one. I have,
No, that's great to put those expectations out. And I know a lot of people, you know, in our industry like to trade and do some things and leverage. But it's good to be very clear about what your time is worth and what you can and can't do and manage those expectations from the beginning. I'm really excited to see what you do with 2024. I know that we're going to do a check-in with you and you're going to be flying around. I don't know where, girlfriend.
I am so excited for that. And I'm so grateful for whatever God brought me into my life, because the most important things is that everything is come from God. And God's energies give me energy to educate myself, to be able to help people more. So that's the most important part. Educate yourself and just be yourself and give all what you can to give for people that they deserve you.
I love it. I love it. So not only she's beautiful, she's smart, educated, global. She name dropped like 5 countries that she's designed in and lived in. She's doing celebrity spaces. This is your celebrity design architect. I just gave you that moniker. I hope that's okay. You're globally licensed design architect to the stars, up and coming. Neda Amari. Neda, muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. Sure. Thank you very much. I don't know.
American Dream Home is here to bring all your dreams come true. And Neda Imani is here to help you to come to that dreams come true.
I love it. Thank you so much for being here. Plug your email, your website, and your social media handles one more time if people are looking to get a new lease on their design.
Sure. It's Neda Imani. It's my social media, and americandreamhome.usa. My email address is neda@americandreamhome.usa. You can email me anytime. And my phone number is 949-346-6888.
Oh, no. You don't want to put your phone number out on the radio, girl. You don't want no weirdo.
I don't know.
Sorry. Well, when they email you,
can find me at American Dream Home, www.americandreamhome.us. So you can find me there.
There you go. They'll email you and then they
can. Yeah, neda@americandreamhome.us. Neda. N-E-D-A at americandreamhome.us.
Beautiful. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being you. Thank you for the energy. You look amazing. I'm so glad. Congratulations on the event last night. Much more success in all of 2024. You'll come back, right? You're going to do a check-in with us?
Sure, definitely. I'm going to come back. We're going to come and talk and chat. I'm always enjoying being with you, talking to you. Never is enough for me talking with you. It's amazing.
It feels great. And maybe you could do like a room walkthrough for me. Because, girl, if I get you in one of these rooms, maybe you can do like a room tutorial. We'll have to talk about it.
Right. We can do that, definitely. We can do that. We can do the consultation.
Okay,
consultation.
A free consultation, you guys. Is this this is for the listeners and viewers only for the startup, right? It's a special offer.
It's gonna be startup. I can give away some time for my clients, the new clients that they're coming.
Okay.
So it's gonna be free consultation, and as I said, it's gonna be 10 hours free consultation.
Wow, and that's a lot of hours.
I know.
All right. The listeners and the viewers, did you guys hear that? Globally licensed and professional and beautiful and educated, Neda Imani is offering a free consultation. If you guys say that you heard about her here at the Startup with Monique LeRae on LA Talk Radio. So get into it. New year, new energy. Let's get that room flowing. And Feng Shui is the year of the dragon. Pluto's in Aquarius. I guess this means good stuff. So get your place right. Neda Imani, everybody.
Thank you so much, Monique, for having me here. You're amazing. I love the people that you are interviewing. All of them, they're specifically, they have their own beautiful way of knowledge, and they are just different. So proud of you.
Same, girlfriend. Keep that same energy. I love it. All right. Be well. We'll see you. All right, you guys. Neda Imani, watch that young lady. She is up and coming. I say young lady like I'm not a young lady, even though I feel like a young lady on paper. I'm not. All right. So watch for her. I want to plug a couple things before we bring our next guest. I saved somebody that you guys have been asking for. I know you want to see her again. It's a surprise. Okay. I got this in the mail. Shout out to Apostrophe Puzzles. Happy Black History Month, everybody, in celebration. I'm going to unbox it with you. Is that okay? This looks cool. I don't know if you guys can see so much because my I know that my light's drowning things out. But hold on a minute. This looks so effing cool. I don't know. Listen, we'll keep it how it is. It's gorgeous. All these old school artists and it looks like change makers in the Black community. Jazz singer Ella Fitzgerald and John Coltrane. And she's using this to do puzzles. 100% recycled, Black owned, woman owned. Thank you, Apostrophe Puzzles. This is awesome. Talking All That Jazz by Tim Okamara. All right, the artist is Tim Okamara, and he is, my phone's blowing up, guys. I turned it off, and it finds its way to turn on. Everybody knows I'm on the radio right now. Well, maybe they know. All right, this was cool. Thank you so much to, I want to say, de Ortegas. This oil is amazing. This is pure olive oil, and they only get 200 containers a year. We're going to talk more about that brand. And thank you so much, Lena Laced. Oh, my gosh. My honey butter is back. She's got more honey butter. You guys, this is my favorite lotion in the world. Once you go back to any other brand, it's hard. Well, there's some other brands I like. I do like Love Amore, and I always butcher the name. But anyway, Lena Laced is one of my top. Okay, get into it. All right, where's my Southern Belle badass, everybody? You ask, I deliver. She's back, everybody. Woo, Christina!
Hello, hello, hello. How are you? Can you hear me?
We can hear you, honey.
Good. Girl, because I'm having some technical difficulties today. It's crappy weather outside, and so if I start lagging, it's the weather's fault, not mine, I promise.
That's okay. Blame it on the... But listen, I'm having a Dorothy moment. I feel like I'm in the Wizard of Oz. My shutters are shuttering, and I can't get the... We've got 10 minutes with the Southern Belle badass, you guys. You asked for her. It's tax season. You're freaking out. You don't know what to do. There's a lot of changes. I'm the same way. Every year there's changes. Go full screen. Christina, if you guys don't know who this is, introduce yourself, and I want you to take the whole minute, 10 minutes up. Go.
Hello, everyone. I am Christina Biddle, Southern Belle Badass, as I have been called and named. I own my own accounting firm. I've had it for 13 years, although I have been doing taxes for over 25. And I love tax. I love tax law. I love helping my clients. Whatever anybody needs, I try to assist them financially. Empower you with the knowledge. Make sure that you understand what's going on out there. And honestly, today I want to talk to you about some new tax changes and possibly some things that you need to speak to your accountant about, or you just please call me. I'll give you my information in just a minute. But anyway, it's so exciting this year. There is so much going on. Let's just dive into it. What do you think, Monique? Okay. Well, I'm just going to dive right on into it. For those of you who are wanting to know, I've had massive amounts of clients say, okay, what do I need to give you? What do you need to prepare my taxes with? So I've just written down a few things that is really, really important for your tax preparer to get enough knowledge about you to be able to prepare your taxes correctly and make sure you don't lose any deductions or credits, because that is very important. So many people don't realize what they're leaving on the table for Uncle Sam, and it is just ridiculous, which is one reason why I never recommend anybody to use TurboTax or H&R Block Tax Cut. They ask you questions, yes. They do not ask you the right questions. But anyway, let's just dive on into what we've got. So some things that you need to take to your tax preparer or accountant to get your taxes prepared. First of all, you need to give them a copy of last year's tax return. That is so important. People do not understand. If you have a net operating loss carry forward, if we don't have that prior tax return, we don't know what to carry forward. You could lose that entire deduction credit across the board. So it is very important. Another thing, you'll need your income documents. That includes your W-2s, your 1099s, things of that nature. If you're in business, take your bank statements to your accountant or tax preparer. You do not realize how important that is. Because we need to see the business that you're doing, because you may be leaving expenses on the table. And with us having the bank statements in front of us, we know where your money's going. We can help you. Now, moving on, that's your business expenses. They'll need a copy of your driver's license, because the identity theft is huge nowadays. And the biggest fraudulent time is tax season. There's a lot of identity theft that goes on. There's a lot of making up companies, W-2s. But we need to protect you. There is a way that to protect yourself. If you feel like you have lost or had some identity theft issues, maybe something's going on weird with your cell phone or your credit. People don't realize their cell phone is a gateway to problems sometimes. What they've done is they have implemented what's called, and this is very important also, to keep up with your online account. This is your gateway to the IRS. You get to see everything on your account. If you go to the irs.gov, under that, you will see, look at my account. You click on that. It'll take you to a site that the IRS is using to verify your identity. So you set up this account with all of your your private information. And once you've created this account, you can go into your own IRS tax records. You can see all of the money you've made. You can see your W-2s. You can see the tax returns that you've prepared. There is a multitude of things that you can see with your account. And that also gives you an idea, oh my gosh, is somebody filing taxes? You would not believe the amount of clients that are out there that when they prepare their taxes, they can't use their child because that child's social security number has been stolen and used on a prior tax return. So it's just a huge, protect yourself. That's just all there is to it. Protect yourself. The IRS does have a way that you can additionally protect yourself. You can request what's called an IP. It's a PIN number. No one can file taxes unless they have that 6-digit PIN number that only you have. If someone tries to file a tax return, it immediately gets rejected. But when you file your tax return, you use that 6-digit code, bam, it goes through straight right on through. Anyway, that's enough of what you need to take to your tax preparer. Some of the new tax laws I want to cover with you, I'm having to use my notes because they are so new. They've got some clean vehicle credits. For those of you who have possibly bought a new or used a solar vehicle or clean vehicle, as they call it, you qualify for up to a $7,500 tax credit.
Cha-ching! Do you guys hear that? That's the EV people, right? I need to be one of those.
Exactly. And the thing about it is your dealership can tell you if that vehicle qualifies.
That's really dope.
I know y'all heard me say used vehicle also. This includes your used vehicles as well. If you buy a used vehicle from a dealership, they will say, oh, yes, this could qualify for your energy credit. Your vehicle clean credit. You won't get the full $7,500, but you will get half of that as a credit. But also too, make sure you tell your tax preparer. I have had so many clients in the past and they're like, well, I got a new vehicle. Didn't that count? You filed your taxes 2 months ago. Did you not think this was important?
Well, yeah, right. But anything you're spending money on, if you're a small business owner,
ask your tax preparer.
Or listen.
Ask your accountant. Yeah. Yes. I've had so many people say, hey, can I count my dog on my tax return? Yes, you can. If that dog is a certified service animal, yes, you can take that dog off on your taxes. You can take the vet bills. You can take the toys, the food, you name it. Because that is a medical equipment, as you would possibly call it.
I love that. That was music to my ears right now.
Yes, yes. And, you know, people, when I say that, they're like, what?
I know.
Yes, yes. If it's a what's considered a medical equipment, yes, that is deductible. But anyway,
Christine, I know you want to keep going, right? Because you have so many juicy details, and you guys want more of the Southern Belle badass, Christina Biddle Charpentier. That's right. Guess what? Plug your email real quick. Where can people find you on social?
Well, on social right now, I'm redoing all of my platforms, so it's very exciting. But anyway, I can be found at www.premierabc1.com. I can be emailed at premierabc1@gmail.com. Or, and I'm going to put my phone number out there because this is a business phone number.
Well, you can go ahead.
It. It is area code 910-571-1092. Now, like I said, this is a business phone. You are welcome to text me. I prefer a text first before you call. That way I know to expect you so I can slip out of a meeting or something like that.
Well, that's
but anyway, you know, I've given you my information, and Monique, I really, if you ever get a moment, once I get done with all of my platforms, if I can get on here for 2 minutes, just say,
we're
okay,
y'all. We're going to get the whole hour, but we got to go now. We love you.
I know.
Back. We start our today, the Southern Belle Badass. Bye, guys.
Mwah. 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 Love you, Monique.
I love you more. Come back.
All right.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Larray, only on LA Talk Radio.